Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. How do you handle rejection in medical sales? You may have not even ever considered the term. Now, if you're selling, obviously from time to time, you're going to have your offer rejected by your prospects and even your customers. How do you deal with that? Well, people who've been doing this for a while really don't have any problem. They just plod through and keep going. But some people who are new in the industry or even have a personal problem dealing with rejection can become overwhelmed with a type of fear that prevents them from making the next sales call. So I want to talk a little bit about fear in medical sales. First of all, let's just talk about fear in general. What is fear? Well, fear is something that you create in your mind about what might happen. For example, you might be afraid that if you go to see one of your customers, let's say you go to call on a physician, and in the past he's not been very open or friendly when he's talking to you about your products. Well, your fear might be that he's going to lose patients with you, throw you out of the office, say bad things about you, bad things about your company, and tell you never to come back. Well, let's look at the worst case scenario. What if that was exactly what happened? He told you never to come back. Well, you would have two choices. One choice, of course, would be to listen to him and never come back. Your other choice would be to let the situation cool and go back and discuss it with him and put old wounds to bed and just deal with the situation. So many medical sales professionals are afraid that if they do this or don't do that, they're going to tick a customer off. And I want to ask you this question. If you are ever worried about upsetting a customer, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, number one, what do you have to lose? In other words, if this is a customer who is already doing a lot of business with you, and if you upset this customer or tick this customer off, he or she may do less business with you, then you have a valid concern in that you could lose business. But let's talk about the customers who are not doing any business with you. And you see, this is what gets me. So many medical sales professionals are afraid of ticking these people off when they don't have a darn thing to lose. Now, sure, they'll argue, well, I may have some downside risk in the future if this customer doesn't want to do business with me. Or what if this customer calls my company, complains to my manager and says, hey, you know your guy Josh out here? He just keeps calling on me and keeps trying to sell me stuff. Do you think your manager is going to get upset with you about that? What usually happens? How does this fear often reveal its ugly head? Usually it's in the form of the little voice that each of us has in our heads that's always commenting on everything we do. It's the voice we think with. And take this as an example. Let's say it's Friday afternoon, it's about 4:30 p.m., and you're planning to make that last call of the week to Dr. Jones. And as you're driving down the street, you start thinking about your last call with Dr. Jones and how he wasn't very receptive to your product. In fact, he sort of hinted that you really didn't know what you were talking about, that perhaps you need better training or you better read the journal article that you were referencing a little bit more closely. Suddenly, you start to imagine that this is going to happen again, and that 4:30 call on that Friday afternoon doesn't seem like a good idea. You start listening to that voice, and now the voice is saying things like, hey, why don't you just wait and do this next week? He'll probably be more open to seeing you on Monday. What doctor wants to see a sales rep at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon? He wants to start his weekend too. Essentially what happens is you let that little voice in your head talk you out of making the sale. What should you do instead? Well, there are two kinds of things that that little voice could be saying to you. One thing could be something good. For example, if your little voice was saying, hey, Jim, go see Dr. Smith. He really wants to see what you have to show him, and he may even book a case with it next week, or he may book an evaluation. That's a positive thing. But if the little voice instead is saying things like, hey, Jim, don't make the call now. He's just going to eat you alive. He's going to start throwing all kinds of stuff at you. He's going to throw you out of the office. You have a choice here, too. And the best choice is to take control of that little voice by just saying, shut up. Just tell it to shut up. You don't want to listen to it. You are in full control over what that little voice is saying. And one of the keys to your success is being able to recognize when you hear that little voice saying something which is counterproductive to what your goals are in your medical sales career. One thing I have always believed is that before you can sell to anyone, you have to be able to sell to yourself. You have to be convinced that your product or service is a true benefit to the healthcare provider and to the healthcare provider's patient. Otherwise, why would you be selling it? Convince yourself first. And if you can't convince yourself, then sell a different product, work for another company, or do something else. You have to have a firm belief in what you're doing so much that nothing can derail you, including that little voice. When you are completely sold on what your product can do for your customers and their patients, you will not let anyone reject you or reject your product because you know it's what's right for them. If one of your customers rejects your product or service today, it doesn't mean that he will reject the next product or service you present to him. And it also doesn't mean that any of your other prospects or customers are going to reject the service or product as well. Think of rejection as just a regular part of the job. And if you just want to look at it from purely a mathematical perspective, the more you get rejected, the more products you're going to sell. Let me say that again. The more you get rejected, the more products you're going to sell. Because if you close, let's say, 30% of the sales calls that you make, the more rejections that you're getting, then you're going to have that many more prospects saying yes to you. So look at the rejection as just a stepping stone on your way to success, because that's all it is. Answer this question for me. What is the opposite of success? If you answered like most people, you said failure. And that answer is incorrect. You see, failure is not the opposite of success. Failure is a required component of success. It's unlikely that you are going to succeed the first time you try anything. So expecting to fail and being willing to fail are part of the road you have to travel. The opposite of success is not failure. The opposite of success is not continuing to try. Thank you for joining us for this week's Medical Sales Guru podcast. I hope you will join us each week. And one way you could help me and your fellow medical sales professionals is to send me any questions or comments, especially about topics that you would like to hear covered in the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Please either email me directly at mace@medicalsalestraining.com, all one word, or you can respond to the email link on the newsletter you received, or just respond under the comment category on LinkedIn. I wish you sales success this week and every week. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.